Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another. Welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. To begin this springtime episode, let's chat about your favorite resource that you are currently reading or plan to pick up, one tangible way to encourage another woman today, and just for fun, do you dread or celebrate daylight savings time? What about you, Jordan?
So I am going through a magazine that I actually got through the Daily Grace Co. during their big warehouse sale. It's a subscription. It comes about every 3 months, and it's called Grace from Home. And it has a lot of good tips and devotionals through it just to help keep us focused on Christ more at home and keep him at the center of our home. So one way to encourage another woman is pray. My first answer will always be pray for her. Prayer alone can impact her in such a positive way. Always remind her how much she is loved and just be there, just be present for her. Because I feel like a lot of women now are having a tough time with like who to trust and who like they can just be around in general. A lot of women have been going through that, and just being a Christ-centered friend can help her so much. Also, I really dislike daylight savings so much because my three-year-old is still adjusting and does not sleep well, and she wants to party all night. So I personally handle it better now than what I did a few years ago, but my youngest wants to definitely party all night and sleep in, which isn't always possible. But what about you, Emily?
Yeah, that would definitely be tough, for sure. Littles is always hard when the time changes. And I loved your Grace from Home resource from the Daily Grace. That sounds really awesome and just so practical in this season.
Yeah, it's nice because I can leave it out and just pick it up whenever I really need it. And it's nice that it's a subscription, so it just comes every 3 months. And there's parenting tips also in different devotionals for you and your kids. So I found that to be really, really nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I plan on pressing play on our garden series that we did last year to help prepare my heart for Easter. And I also want to begin reading Missional Motherhood by Gloria Furman. The next time you are on the phone with another woman, this was, I think we both had the same answer, but just pray for her. Pray that God would sustain her in this season. Women are going through a lot right now. And so we just want you to encourage you to continue praying for another woman throughout your week, or send an encouraging note in the mail. I love getting happy mail, so it's always just fun to write an encouraging prayer to another woman and lift her up. So I love celebrating the longer days in the sunshine, but it takes my body so long to adjust. So I'd have to say I'm somewhere in the middle. And my son, he's 4, but he's still, you know, adjusting as well. So, but his is mostly, he just wakes up really early in the morning. Like he'll wake up at 6 a.m. So he hasn't quite adjusted. So it's kind of on the flip side of that.
Yeah. But I feel like at their age, it's really hard for them to adjust to this.
Yes, it is for sure.
Yeah. Give us all the warm, sunny days. We are so ready for that, but I feel for our kids because they don't like daylight savings that much.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll all adjust eventually.
One day.
Well, we hope you'll join us for an amazing year in the presence of God. Use code SPRING10 for the month of March and April. If you're interested, the link to register for our upcoming women's conference will be in the description box. Pray about it and make plans to join us in April. We have a fun weekend plan discipleship workshop, community groups, live teaching and worship, plus a dessert bar, who doesn't love dessert, vendors, and our redefined booth. Coffee and snacks will be provided by our partnering church, all that your heart desires. This week, join us for a beautiful conversation as we wrap up our discipleship series. Let's explore the depths of God's word through application. This is a process known as inductive Bible study. Also, it's my last week on the podcast until May, so I can prepare for upcoming conference. I will miss you ladies deeply, but we'll see you very soon. Pour a cup of coffee or tea, grab your journal, and join us as we continue this series. This will be perfect for any woman. Listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Emily, will be your host, joined by my dear friend, Jordan.
Hi, ladies.
She is also the co-founder of Redefined Sisters. Thank you for the gracious support, sister. And we would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we can reach more women with the hope of the gospel. Before we dive into this episode, we want to hear your story. If this has been a difficult season for you, please let us know how we can continue to support you through prayer. You can email our team, hello@redefinedsisters.com, or DM us on Instagram and share with us. We want to partner together in prayer. For contacting us, you will be entered to win our special giveaway, a free admission ticket to our upcoming women's conference in the spring of 2024, which is happening very, very soon. Jordan, if you want to review what we've gone over so far in the series on inductive Bible study, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Our deepest desire is to know the author of life personally and deeply. This is the why behind studying scripture. You have likely heard us talk about observation, interpretation, and application on previous episodes. If not, please hit pause and go back and listen to our fall series, Reading Through the Bible. Sometimes we may need to sit and meditate on a particular passage at length, and once you have read through it a few times, you may need to cross-reference in other supporting verses, commentaries, and translations of the Bible and other helpful resources. I find using a study Bible helps with word studies. The one I have found to be most beneficial is the ESV. Additionally, for our conversation today, we are reading from the CSB and the NASB. A quote from Kay Arthur in our last episode, "If you will study inductively, the benefits will be beyond anything you have ever hoped could happen in your own personal understanding of the Word of God." And we will link that in our description box.
So if you do a quick Google search over interpretation, the word explanation or understanding the meaning of something will likely appear. We talked about this in a previous episode, but while our goal is to understand the text, we need to caution and challenge ourselves to read the Bible in its original context through a Middle Eastern lens. Instead of understanding, what if we shifted to belief and asked, what is God doing? And we talked about this in our interpretation episodes. You may want to go back to that. When we approach scripture, we usually want to know why. Instead, let's look at what God is doing. We saw in Exodus 16 how he rescued his people, the Israelites, from slavery, bondage in Egypt, and led them into the wilderness for 40 years. His provision was woven throughout this story. Believing God and taking him at his word will lead to understanding the Bible. The goal is to truly know the God who loves us personally and deeply. The depth will come as we explore this beautiful narrative. It's a journey, and this process takes time, sister. So today we're going to talk about application. After we have understood what God is doing in the passage, there may be certain truths, further readings, or specific action the Holy Spirit reveals to your heart. This is why journaling is so fantastic and something we love around here. I usually write down passages to memorize or other resources to look into. I'm currently memorizing Psalm 23. But perhaps God revealed a sinful pattern that he is leading you to confess, or a truth in the passage you want to study further. For example, I read in 2 Kings 4 about the Shunammite woman. Let's read together in verses 8 through 37. In this passage, faith is demonstrated by this woman, and faith is also demonstrated by Elisha in praying that God would heal the boy in verse 33. So let's jump into verse 8. And when I say this boy, we're talking about the Shunammite's woman, her son. Now there came a day when Elisha passed over to Shunem, and this is a village in Israel, where there was a prominent woman, and she persuaded him to eat food. And so it was, as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat food. She said to her husband, "Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God passing by us continually. Please let us make a little walled up chamber and let us set a bed for him there and a table and a chair and a lampstand. And it shall be when he comes to us that he can turn in there." One day he came there and turned into the upper chamber and rested. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite." And when he had called her, she stood before him. He said to her, saying now to her, "Behold, you have been careful for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Would you be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the army?" And she answered, "I live among my own people." So he said, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Truly she has no son, and her husband is old." He said, "Call her." When he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Verse 16, then he said, "At this season next year, you will embrace a son." And she said, "No, my lord, O man of God, do not lie to your maidservant." The woman conceived and bore a son at that season the next year, as Elisha had said to her. And as you're following along in our reading plan, we have a reading calendar that we release monthly. So you'll remember from reading with us through the book of 1 Kings and the 2 Kings. So Elisha has kind of taken the baton from Elijah. So I just want to kind of clarify that here. So let's continue going in verse 18 through 37. When the child was grown, the day came that he went out to his father to the reapers. He said to his father, "My head, my head." And he said to his servant, "Carry him to his mother." When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her lap until noon and then died. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door behind him and went out. Then she called to her husband and said, "Please send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and return." He said, "Why will you go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath." And she said, "It will be well." Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, "Drive and go forward. Do not slow down the pace for me unless I tell you." So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. When the man of God saw her at a distance, he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Behold, there is the Shunammite. Please run now to meet her and say to her, 'Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child?'" And she answered, "It is well." When she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught hold of his feet, and Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, "Let her alone, for her soul is troubled within her. And the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me." Verse 28, then she said, "Did I ask for a son from my Lord? Did I not say, 'Do not deceive me'?" Then he said to Gehazi, "Gird up your loins and take my staff in your hand and go on your way. If you meet any man, do not salute him. And if anyone salutes you, do not answer him, and lay my staff on the lad's face." Then the mother of the lad said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." And he arose and followed her. Then Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff on the lad's face, but there was no sound or response. So he returned to meet him and told him, "The lad has not awakened." Then Elisha came into the house. Behold, the lad was dead and laid on his bed. So he entered and shut the door behind them and prayed to the Lord. And he went up and lay on the child and put his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes and his hands on his hands. And he stretched himself on him. And the flesh of the child became warm. Then he returned and walked in the house once back and forth and up and went up and stretched himself on him. And the lad sneezed 7 times, and the lad opened his eyes. He called Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite. So he called her, and when she came into him, he said, take up your son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground. And she took up her son and went out. So as we can see, faith is demonstrated by the Shunammite woman. Faith is demonstrated by Elisha and praying that God would heal the boy in verse 33. So he entered and shut the door behind them and prayed to the Lord. We see Gehazi's, what appears to be a lack of faith in verse 31. Then Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff on the lad's face. But there was no sound or response. So he returned to meet him and told him, the lad has not awakened. And if you continue reading in chapter 5, you'll see a little bit more about just the greed and pride of Gehazi. So this may make more sense contextually for you as you're reading through the Bible, and especially as you're reading through chapter 4 and chapter 5. So we see that there appears to be a lack of faith with Gehazi. And then we see faith in Elisha's actions in verses 33 through 35. So he entered and shut the door behind them and prayed to the Lord. And he went up and lay on the child and put his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes and his hands on his hands. And he stretched himself on him, and the flesh of the child became warm. Then he returned and walked in the house once back and forth and went up and stretched himself on him. And the lad sneezed 7 times, and the lad opened his eyes. So something the Spirit brought to mind was the faith and the lack of faith in prayer. So when we pray, we are demonstrating faith. And so when I was reading this, I wrote down in my journal to do a more in-depth study over prayer. So this may help you with application. And just to recap kind of what we talked about, there may be certain truths, further readings, or a specific action the Holy Spirit reveals to your heart. This is why we do love journaling. So you can write down passages to memorize or other resources to look into. I'm currently memorizing Psalm 23, but God could even reveal a sinful pattern that He's leading you to confess, or a truth from the passage that you want to study further. So Jordan, do you want to read some verses over prayer for us?
Yeah. So ladies, we are going to turn to Matthew chapter 6. I know I have read this one previously when we have discussed prayer, but this section is so, so good. I could read about Jesus speaking all day. So we're going to turn to Matthew 6 and read verses 5 through 8. Whenever you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, because they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by people. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your private room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you pray, don't babble like the Gentiles, since they imagine they'll be heard for their many words. Don't be like them, because your Father knows the things you need before you ask Him. And next we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 7 and read verses 7 through 12. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Who among you, if his son asks him for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want for others to do for you, you must do the same for them, for this is the law and the prophets. All right, and next we're going to turn to Psalm chapter 5 and read verses 1 through 3. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my sighing. Pay attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for I pray to you. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I plead my case to you and watch expectantly. Next, we're going to turn to 1 John chapter 5 and read verses 14 through 15. This is the confidence we have before him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, if we know that he hears whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him. And lastly, we are going to turn to the book of Mark, chapter 11 and verses 22 through 25. Jesus replied to them, "Have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, everything you pray and ask for, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven will also forgive you for your wrongdoing." And ladies, we are going to close our time in prayer today. We like to do it in all of our life Bible studies, and we love bringing prayer into our podcast also. So if you would join me, Father, I thank you for another day. I thank you for your grace and your love that we do not deserve. Thank you for having us be able to reach these ladies on this podcast. We are so thankful to help make disciples in this world. Today, I pray for everyone listening. I pray for the women who are struggling, and I pray for the women having a really hard time. Father, let them feel your presence. Let them use the tools that we give them to help study your word. Remind them of how loved they are, because you are so gracious and so loving. Father, thank you for this ministry and keeping your hand on this ministry, and please use it as it is in your will. I thank you for everything that you have given us and given these ladies, and it's only for your good. And in your name I pray, amen.
Thanks, Jordan. That was beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and thanks for joining us, ladies. We hope you will delight in the presence of God with other Redefined sisters. So it's going to be amazing pursuing Jesus together. A new episode will be released biweekly. If you haven't subscribed to our email list but would like to receive community updates, you can email us at hello@redefinedsisters.com and type subscribe in the subject line. And don't forget that our Spring 10 code is good for the months of March and April. So next time on the podcast, Jordan will be sharing highlights from her women's conference. So we will talk to you then. Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinedsisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.